Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Gatte. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Simpson. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Maury Wills. Batting second. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al McBean. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Al McBean. And now, play ball. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Potek steals second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente takes first base on ball four. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell takes first base on ball four. Potek moves to third. Clemente moves to second. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Alou reaches second base with a double. Potek scores. Clemente scores. Stargell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is hit by the pitch. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Rader moves to second. It's 3-1, Pirates. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wills moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0-for-1 in the game. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Alou steals second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Watson strikes out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Rader moves to second. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0 for 1 in the game. Justy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Rader scores. Torres moves to second. It's Astros, 3, Pirates, 3. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 2 in the game. Gatte hits a pop-up towards third. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean is 0 for 1 in the game. McBean hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 3. The Astros will come to bat. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Simpson moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Simpson moves to third. Staub moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Brand pinch hits for John Bateman. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a pop-up in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Brand now catching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Stargell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Pirates. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gatte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 2 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alley. The throw from Justy and he is out, Gatte applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Pagan now playing shortstop. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Justy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0-for-3 in the game. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean is 0-for-2 in the game. McBean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McBean moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou who is chasing the ball. Simpson reaches third base with a triple. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stargell moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-1 in the game. Brand hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. May reaches second base with a double. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McBean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Dave Justy. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0-for-4 in the game. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-4 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Roy Face now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wynn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.